Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Hello, hello, hello. It is Motivating Money and Making Monday. It's Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Don't you just love my new intro? Well, it's been happening the past couple of weeks, but I love it. I've always loved countdowns, you know, boxing matches, sports events, just New Year's Eve, just whatever. I love countdowns. And so I was just so giddy when I located that awesome intro for the podcast, Culture Shock Entertainment Report, right here on blogtalkradio.com, hosted and produced by us. You know, right? The listeners, myself, guest co-hosts, callers, produced by all of us, Culture Shock Entertainment. Wow, you all know I'm in my native Jackson, Mississippi. This past weekend, we celebrated Independence Day, those that celebrated, as we discussed on Saturday. Some people celebrated, some not. And also, it's great to see June 10th to finally grow to what it is now. Last Tuesday, many lawmakers, you know, the state flag was retired. Here in the state of Mississippi, and, you know, many of our lawmakers have been working tirelessly on both sides of the aisle, those that wanted to keep it up and those that wanted to keep it down, those that wanted the people to vote for it instead of the legislature to vote for it. But this morning, we have COVID news, and Mississippi happens to be one of those states where the numbers are not getting any lower. And so we all are praying for each other, but definitely pray for Mississippi lawmakers, because this morning as we wake up, multiple Mississippi legislators have tested positive for COVID. And Speaker of the House, Philip Gunn, one that has tested positive, Bo Brown, who I've always admired and always happy to see each other. He was once the city council person, and he's a successful lawmaker at the Capitol now, and he has, and I'm going to read an article from the 16 WIABC affiliate. Have been talking about it this morning, but I will read an article from KATC.com, and it states multiple Mississippi legislators test positive for COVID. And many are being tested right now, waiting for the results. By KATC News, Jackson, Mississippi, the Mississippi State Department of Health is investigating several cases of COVID-19 among lawmakers at the Mississippi Legislature, WAPT and Jackson report. This investigation comes after a historic week as lawmakers spent several days in the state capitol voting to change the state flag. The station is reporting. Mississippi House Speaker Philip Gunn is among those infected with the coronavirus. And I listened to Paul Gallo here, Mississippi Super Talk Radio. And Philip Gunn is a regular, and they were talking about how cautious he is often. Earl Banks, a lawmaker who I've known, my family have known since I was a kid, he is a lawmaker, and he will wear his shield and his mask. And he told the news reporter that, you know, many of the lawmakers do not wear masks and gloves and shields and all of that. So And we know many that do everything that they can do still contract it, still get it. But it's important for us to follow the guidelines and do whatever we can to slow the spread. So the article goes on to say that Mississippi House Speaker Philip Gunn is among those infected with the coronavirus. He says he was informed Sunday morning that he had tested positive for the virus. He said in his Facebook video that he was in close proximity last week to one of the House members who has since tested positive. Gunn says he feels fortunate that he doesn't have many symptoms and feel fine. So that's what I see in that article right there. And that's from WAPT 16 News, who's been reporting nonstop regarding what's going on with our Mississippi lawmakers at the Capitol. The ones that were part of the historic day, the historic vote, and the historic day of retiring the Mississippi state flag. So, wow. So, Saturday was a very, to me, it was an interesting and great show, talking about the 4th of July and also the Mississippi state flag. And today is Monday. It's not a two-hour show. It's more of a 30-minute show. I'm not in the studio section where I can screen the call, but I will be back in there in a few. And remember to network with SBA. I just want to get some like vital information out. Websites that you should always be able to visit and call while we're dealing with this pandemic. IRS is real important. If you're like me and have still awaiting your refund checks, and then there's talk of second stimulus checks, and some people have not even received their first stimulus check. So, you know, it's important for you. And then also the filing date is coming up. So there's only automation information provided right now. I know it's sad we cannot talk to human beings. Essential workers should be able to return to work at the IRS safely and or work remotely. Even the people that our tax preparers, professionals, whom they talk with and interact with are not back. Because my tax preparer provided me with the number that I call wondering what's going on with my refund. And so thank God I did get information from the automation that's been processed. And many of you might receive that info, but then it's like a but. It's being processed. Arrival depends on circumstances. And we do understand that the seriousness of COVID and dealing with a pandemic. But then, and then of course, the IRS already was short of staff before the pandemic, and not during the pandemic, and then they have to print up stimulus, work with the Treasury Department to get stimulus checks out. But people that are waiting for their refund checks and their first stimulus checks would like to get their money. It's really important. I'm just saying. And those essential workers that if they can go back to work safely, I'm sure would like to. Also, if they can work remotely from their house. So the SBA is another one that's very important. And FEMA, very important website for us to reach out to. And most definitely CDC, which I provide a lot of information. I provided information on Saturday from the CDC. The CDC informs us regarding just anything, all diseases, and especially keeping us informed regarding COVID and how to slow the spread and how to watch out for our own health and the health of our loved ones and those that we interact and work with or just share the same space with info. And also what products to mix and not to mix information is available also on the CDC's website, and travel information, and dealing with public transportation information. It's on there. So also, I also hear that things are going on in the job market, and many people say it's important to store at home-based businesses also. But the job market, I'm looking up info for the job market. And an article from the Financial Times mentioned that the big data suggested a difficult recovery in the U.S. job market. The state of Mississippi was doing very good, as the governor reports, before the pandemic, because now Mississippi is a state that sometimes have trouble with job reports and was on the up and up. But dealing with the country, dealing with the world, trying to put up this article regarding the Financial Times, take it a minute. Big data suggests private sources paint a detailed and worrying picture of the labor market after the COVID shock. And this is Gavin Davies. And then there's a headline regarding U.S. energy industry loses jobs while other sectors gain. And there's a report that's just been posted reporting U.S. jobs and retail tech and mergers that are happening. And U.S. jobless rate dropped to 11%. That's what I was looking for, because I just heard this on ABC News, how the job market has dropped 11%. So I know this is like real-time news, because I literally just heard that right before coming on air regarding the job market percentage dropped by 11%. Jobs in the U.S. Remember to email me at CultureShockEntertainment_Beth@yahoo.com. And thank you for those that are effectively networking with me also throughout social media and in person. But email me at KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. Usually on Mondays, I like to post videos and YouTube videos and Facebook watch parties that include the likes of Tony Robbins, Robert Kiyosaki, Dan Pena, Will Smith, Kobe Bryant, Les Brown, motivational go-getters. And recently, I've been, you all probably listened to the show a couple weeks ago, part two of the discussion with author and self-publisher Sean Alexander Hamilton. And I kind of got in a, you know, we were talking about dreams, because you know, his most recent book is Don't Chase Your Dreams, Catch Them. And, you know, I mentioned to him the law of attraction also. So I'm a big believer in, and Terry and I both, was one thing Terry always say, you know, my God, my love of my life, always say, put God first. And my late mom, you all know, our late mom always said, put everything in the hands of the Lord. And our late Aunt Chris, who passed away last Tuesday, will be laid to rest on Friday. She was also a woman of faith. Keep that faith. Pray. Prayer works. But also the vibrations, the law of attraction, the law of karma, I have really been like working on getting that. You know, we all, you know, here on, you know, on social media and in real life, those we deal with, we're always sending our vibes, good vibes, you know. And so to definitely send out good vibes is important to do our best not to let the negative things that are happening around us and within us to affect our vibes and affect how we not just act, but how we react to things that are happening in within our lives and things that are happening around us. And yes, it's easier said than done. Believe me, you, I am listening to myself as I talk. You know how you're talking to your friends and you all. I look at my listeners, supporters of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. We're like that. We got each other. It seems, I believe, and I know we got each other. And so it's important for us to interact and listen and share our knowledge with one another. And big shout out to the ladies that marched on yesterday that wore all white, sage in the city in Jackson, Mississippi. And if you all need sage, you know, you can Google it, but also you all know whom I always shout out, my brother-in-law, our late sister's husband, Tommy, who I enjoy working with also, out of Africa Imports and Traders Village in Grand Prairie, that's Fort Worth area. Contact Tommy Ellis on Facebook, and if you are shopping at Traders Village, wearing your mask and all that good stuff in the Grand Prairie area, it just recently reopened Traders Village and even the rides and everything. But definitely stop by or give them a call and order you some sage and essential oils and healthy products that can keep your immune system up and awesome soaps. Because remember what's important also is that we properly wash our hands. And, you know, so amazing black soap and shea butter soap and all that. But speaking of staging, definitely a good place to find sage. You sell sage there at Out of Africa Imports. And I have information to place orders for you. I have to get that information again from him, or where I can take your orders from PayPal to order sage and black soap and all of that. But contact him directly so you can get your orders for those of you, you know, need to get rid of the bad spirits and the bad karma and everything. But many ladies all in white marched through downtown, a peaceful march through downtown Jackson and staged the city. And that was a great idea. Whoever came up with that idea, that's a good idea, because the city, like houses and buildings and places and environments, definitely need staging. Some gentlemen and I were talking on Friday about the city, and I had mentioned to them this city, Jackson, Mississippi, was one of the pioneer cities of the civil rights movement. This should be the last city where there's black, where I won't even say. Because, like Dick Gregory once said, an event I went to where it was Dick Gregory, Cornel Wells, and a few others. Dick Gregory said people kill each other where they are. So it's not just black on black, it's Hispanic on Hispanic, it's Chinese on Chinese, you know, it's white on white. But Jackson is the chocolate city, as in the words of Parliament, George Clinton, the letter. So you all remember that song, Chocolate City? But Jackson is not only a pioneer civil rights city, but also a city with crazy homicides. Not just crazy crime, but crazy homicides. I think 4 people were murdered over the weekend, I believe, over the weekend, as of yesterday evening. I don't know what happened late. I haven't seen anything on the news late last night or this morning where anybody had been murdered. But when I opened my eyes on Facebook Live, the crime reporter for Channel 3 and Channel 40 Fox was on the scene at a popular bar where somebody was murdered and a couple other people shot, and I think the person's still on the run. And many speak as if the person should have been in jail anyway. But back to what I'm saying is that, I mean, Jackson was one of the pioneer cities. This is the city where Medgar Evers died for many to have the right to vote. And back then in the 60s, that was Beckwith waiting in his driveway and shot him dead. Now, here and all around the world, we see, you know, black, I despise saying it, black on black crime. And so I mentioned to this gentleman, Lord, excuse me for saying that. I sound very literate when I said that. As I spoke with two gentlemen the other day, and I listened to them, because it's important to listen, and they were just sharing with me their perspective of being men in their 50s, 60s, and black in Mississippi, in Jackson, Mississippi, and in the world. They were just sharing their perspective and their experience, and also the importance of protecting women, you know, their significant others, their spouses, their daughters, their nieces, their coworkers, being protectors also. And also we spoke on the crime, and I said the city of Jackson should start a movement of trying to decrease the homicide. The homicides also set that tone, just like many cities set that tone. And Jackson happened to be one recently to have peaceful protests. And but to set that tone, like we're slowing the spread of COVID, we should slow the spread of black-on-black crime, mass shooting, people just snapping, going into places, shooting up the place. We need to focus on that, you know, on stuff like that, you know. And I'm sure my NRA friends agree with that. The people that are just out there making quick decisions and just want to commit crimes. I mean, we need to work on that. Saving lives. We need to work on slowing the spread of COVID, and we need to work on saving lives. No one wants to be a victim of a homicide, or should not want to go to jail due to a homicide. But it used to be, I'm 51, it used to be like, but in my tweens, people only went to the shooting range for fun, leisure, you know, the fun to do something for leisure and whatever. And that's a necessity, because like policing expert Juan Cloy, I mean, and my other law enforcement friends, I mean, they like suggest you need to learn how to use a gun. You need to be trained. You need to get a license. You need to get a gun, you know. I have been to self-defense classes within my life, not in recent years. One policing expert who you got friend on the show that comes on, his training class that deals with using your mind to save your life and to defend yourself is amazing too. So many of you, and he travels, so many of you definitely should contact him. Because you all heard him tell you about his company. And he talked more on the aspect of working and training with law enforcement. But he also trained and worked with the community, with neighborhood associations, corporations, and so on. And so it is, so you would think it was a self-defense class, like physical, hand-to-hand contact, what he had told me, but it's about using your mind psychologically, using your mind to protect yourself and to defend yourself and to be smarter than any potential assailant, anyone who might think about even committing a crime towards you and your family or invading your house or whatever. So I know I'm going on other things, but I've heard it's been a crazy weekend in many cities. In Chicago again, last Father's Day weekend was crazy. Then I hear it's been a crazy weekend there and in other cities. So I just had to share that quickly, even though it's Motivating Monday. But I'm motivating it because we can work together on slowing the spread of COVID, slowing all other negative things dealing with life. We all are dealing with something. Even people we least expect are dealing with something. And people who you think are dealing with things, have you noticed? They're like, have an attitude like, oh, I just brushed it off my shoulder and go out and move on, you know? So many of us deal with things in different ways, but it's important to have platforms like this podcast to interact on social media and also have chats. Like I mentioned to you, the chat I had with two men of color the other day, which I always have conversations, but the conversation just came out the blue. Really, we were riding our J train system, and one of the buses had stopped, and we were waiting for another bus. And then the gentleman just started having like this. I felt like it was one episode of the Shock Entertainment Report. And then they just start sharing information and how they feel on the inside regarding protecting women. And as independent as many of women, many of us can be, I find it still important to be properly covered in prayer, regardless of your religious faith, atheist, or your philosophical views. It's important also to have a special prayer covering, you know, for all of us. So, you know, it's amazing. I'm going to have to invite the guys on. And matter of fact, I love talking to people, period, obviously, and listening to people. And then men of all races, get men on the show, to the table of different backgrounds, different socioeconomic backgrounds, different races, to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of what we're dealing with, because it is just something that we all are dealing with regardless of our gender, regardless of socioeconomic background and all. And you all, please excuse me, because I already was 10, 15 minutes tardy, and I didn't get a chance to make my black coffee before the show. So I would be a little more chipper. I'm hyper right now, but I would be more of a hype person if I would be sipping on some coffee right now. And I would be, I would articulate better. So let me sip a little bit of water. So I'm just acknowledging what many of you are thinking or saying. It's almost time to conclude the show. Terry's up and everything. I don't know why he won't just call in and say hi to everybody. And coronavirus is always a hot topic for he and I. Every since it was only in Wuhan, China, and definitely I need to schedule an appointment to go see my doctor, Dr. Quinn, who's definitely someone who is well-versed. You all visit his Facebook page, he and his wife and his staff share amazing things, and also Dr. Sullivan at the Baptist of the Woman's Clinic share awesome informative information, updates on their page also, the Woman's Clinic at the Baptist here in Jackson, Mississippi. I'm going to try to conclude the show, but there's more that I wanted to share. Okay, I'm going to go to the CDC right quick. But whatever state you are in, definitely follow up with the SBA. Even on the SBA also have a section for homeowners and renters. Also, but you would need to contact FEMA first to get a FEMA ID number before applying for homeowners and renters loans, just like they have the EIDL loans in advance and other loans. I believe the PPP stopped last week, but I'm definitely following up with the SBA loan, EIDL advance. And if I'm not mistaken, my loan from April the 3rd is processing. Any new applications I have filled out, they disregarded them and they're focusing on the original. You know, they ran out of money, and then, you know, some money went to corporations, and some of the corporations paid money back. But, you know, the website crashed many times, and they had to perfect it and everything from running out of money, from the website crashing and all of that. So definitely visit SBA.gov. And also, I'm sure your state is, if they have cut off some of the pandemic assistance, they probably have started something new. So check out your city's website and check out your state. Again, the spike is not slowing down. I mean, the spread is not slowing down. The numbers are not dropping here in the state of Mississippi. I heard Arizona's governor, I believe, talk about how Arizona was like one of the last states to shut down, but then one of the first states to reopen. And that has been bothering her because the numbers are still rising. I know the mayor of Dallas, Eric Johnson, I know on Saturday morning he tweeted out, I seen on Twitter, that it's back to the 10 people less there. And it's mandatory, of course, in Texas and in Dallas, just like it is here in Jackson. Mayor Lumumba has made it mandatory where one can be fined if you do not have a facial covering on. I think the fine is like $500. But the governor, Tate Reeves, had been saying that from the beginning, that people can get citations for not social distancing and not wearing facial covering. But whatever your city or town or village is, I mean, whatever is going on, check your town, your village, your island website to see, to follow the guidelines. And because they constantly update to it. And the CDC is the federal guideline. And definitely follow what your governor and your state law officials are sharing with you also. But of course, the CDC is the federal. It's the federal, and the World Health Organization, you know, pertains to the world. But also on the CDC, and I'm looking at the website now, there's information regarding travel in the U.S., how to reduce your risk by taking precautions to prevent getting it. When you do interact with others, what to do, like I shared on Saturday, when you decide to go out. And also, there are transcripts to information also. And also, there's more info regarding other diseases, like Ebola, remember that? The West Nile is still around. There have been cases of what's now been reported. So we still must be mindful of things that existed before COVID also, and taking care of our health, high risk or 100% immune system or not. We still must be mindful to be as safe as possible as we can, slow the spread so well where it is almost non-existent. That it will disappear. I'm not tipsy. I haven't been drinking. It will disappear the way it arrived, prayerfully. But as I mentioned just briefly, I ran out of time on Saturday. I did not notice about Taiwan. Taiwan is right across from Wuhan, China. And Taiwan, they said, managed to control COVID-19. COVID-19 did not overpower Taiwan. Why? Because Taiwan, as soon as it was made known that COVID existed in Wuhan, Taiwan canceled all flights back and forth to Wuhan. So I have reshared and shared a video story regarding that, but I will do my best to share more. Or you Google it and see the story for yourself. And those of you that are in Taiwan, call in and tell us about that if you can. And China happens to be in the top five also of listening countries of the show, of the podcast. U.S., Canada, Morocco, China, and U.K. Those are the top five, still the top five of the top listening audience of Cut the Shark Entertainment Report, but so appreciative of everyone that listens throughout the country, throughout the world, locally here in Jackson, Mississippi, my friends and family in Dallas, Fort Worth area, and big shout out to my nephew who visited with us the past week. He's back on the East Coast, and just wanted to put that in. Birthdays have been happening, so everybody that has been celebrating birthdays, happy birthday. And thank you to those of you that have sent condolences regarding our Aunt Christine, Mrs. Christine Palmer, who's a pillar of the Georgetown community in Jackson, Mississippi. She and her late husband, Mr. Moses Palmer, her husband was the brother to the first Black and female city councilwoman here in the city of Jackson under the Dale Danks administration in the 70s. And she owned a beauty shop for many decades. And my uncle was a hard worker in the concrete business. And after he retired, he owned an awesome restaurant that many people loved before he passed away in like 2006. So thank you all. It'll be shout out also to those at the nursing home that she had been a resident of the past few years also, and all of my family and friends also. She'll be laid to rest later on at the end of the week. Thank you all for tuning in. You're interested in being a guest co-host. Definitely looking forward to it. Let me know. Let me know. Thank you to those that send me interesting stories. Also on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn and working on upgrading the YouTube channel and all that good stuff. Terry sends his love. Also, we're just doing our best, trying not to, we're social distance, too much, because, we're in different counties also. So thank you to those of you that keep us in your prayers, too. That's something we definitely need to talk about when we're talking about relationships and love in the near future. One hot topic that we always had before, dating, and just awesome guests talking on that subject. I used to love it when Ebony Empress in the UK and I would semi-cast our shows. We would call into each other's shows and we'd have an audience mixed in. Our late mother loved it when we would do that. My mom was probably my number one fan, and also she loved the blogtalkradio.com audience and friends like Ebony Empress and others that I actively networked with right here at Blog Talk. And a big shout out to the blogtalkradio.com staffers also, who are very encouraging. And also a big shout out to Springer too. And you can catch archive shows of my Springer podcast on Spotify, and there will be new shows coming also. It's a different format, and it is awesome also. But let me provide you with, Janice Lewis is coming back soon. Cousin Linda, that dude, Mike, Ridge Roughneck, and he has been working on too much. Many familiar faces are returning. Cannot wait to opera singer Janice Lewis returns. Looking forward to Belinda Macy of Pure Romance to come back and talk about the awesome sexy products that she have been marketing at Pure Romance also. And also other amazing callers. Just so glad to have you back calling in. If you did call in and I didn't get a chance to see you call, my apologies. On Wednesday, Sean Alexander Hamilton will return for part three of our discussion regarding his career as author and the publisher, and also his three books. We will continue to discuss. On Wednesday, we will focus on broken paths. We will focus on understanding and mending broken paths. But of course, we will recap talking about his recent book, Don't Chase Your Dreams, Catch Them, and also Defeating Financial Anger. When he sent me Defeating Financial Anger and Understanding and Mending Broken Paths around this time last year, I quickly read those two books. And those books are awesome books to reread and to reference also. And I have not read Don't Chase Your Dreams, Catch Them yet, but it's some information that he has shared with us. And I have read samples. Just amazing reading. I cannot wait to read it. All three of his books can be purchased at Amazon. And, you know, we have the Cluster Shock Entertainment Report book club. So definitely, if not, get all three, at least one of them, you know, and try your best to read all three. Big shout out to the Faith Dallas page, the Avon community, Milagros Garcia and her husband, Carlos, in Florida, everyone in the Avon community, also the leaders in Dallas, Texas, and all those with CTFO and HB Naturals also. So, you know, it's good for us to remember, you know, take your vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin D, stay hydrated. Do your best to build up your immune system. Drink shakes, boost, ensure, but definitely stay hydrated. If you're on prescribed meds, take your meds as scheduled. Do your fruit and vegetables, very important. You know, everything we need to do, you know, need to that we do anyway in our everyday lives and what we did before COVID, we need to just up it. You know, we need to amplify it. But I'm going to go ahead and conclude the show before it is cut off. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Happy new week, and happy motivating money-making Monday. Wednesday, I'm sure we're going to have an amazing show. Call in. You know the call-in number, 646-787-1578. Call in. Friday, we will continue America's Truth Unveiled, the Good, Bad, and the Ugly. That is also the day that my aunt will be laid to rest also. Thank you all for your love, and thank you for your support. And let me give you the email address one more time. KULTRESHOKENT_BEST@yahoo.com. And just a big shout out to everybody. Just, you know, keep the faith and believe in you, believe in the power of God, believe in others. You know, let's try not to be naysayers, and let's believe. Even if somebody, you know, oh, you say that all the time. You said it before. Because I've had friends recently tell me, I'm going to stop this. I'm going to stop that. And then they'll turn around and say, I said that before. I said it all the time. You know, but let's encourage each other, motivate each other that, okay, this time I really mean it. You know, I'm really going to make a positive change. I'm really going to do this. But, you know, I need that support system also. You know? So, but like we say, like Terry said, put God first. Like Mom said, put it all in the hands of the Lord. Oh, whatever your faith, you know, put it in the hands of the higher power, you know, Jehovah Allah, you know, put, just, you know, do it. But yes, I know I'm motivating myself. But without coffee in my system and all. But thank you all for being amazing listeners. Really appreciate the listenership. And like I said, you're co-producers of the show. Shout out to DC. Also, Amar Taborn. Shout out to my cohorts here at blogtalkradio.com. Those of you that are hiring, notify me so I can share it on the podcast. Are those of you that work with the direct selling companies, like the ones I mentioned not a few minutes ago, those of you that promote working for yourself at home businesses and residual income, contact me, be a guest on the show. You know, talk about your business, talk about how you make money and how you help others make money. I mean, that's what we need to do. That's how we build wealth, right? Those of you in the real estate business, come and share information regarding the housing market and what people can do to live better lives. Well, again, thank you all. It's been cool, and thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and I appreciate you. God bless. And again, email CultureShock, KULTRESHOKENT _Beth @yahoo.com. And my apologies if I became tongue-tied or didn't say a certain word or words properly. My apologies. Also, and I'm not tipsy. You know, last Monday, one of my friends had a birthday party I had attended. Okay, well, thank you, and you can listen to Culture Shock Entertainment Report.